I believe the scripture talks about a man that come to the Lord and he said, I'll follow thee. And the Lord turned and spake to him and he said, the fowls of the air have nests and the foxes have holes. He said, but the Son of Man hath nowhere to lay his head. I appreciate the song. He gives me everything. That's the first time I'd ever heard it. It's when Whitney and them sung it, and that's just stuck with us, and I appreciate it. Appreciate them singing it tonight. Really do. Even the sparrow has a nest. I believe he said in one place that He fed the sparrows. Then he made mention that we is worth more than a sparrow. Much more. Seventh chapter, the book of St. Matthew. St. Matthew, the seventh chapter. We're going to start with the first verse. Going to read, we'll read down to the 15th, I guess. Don't know, might read all. First verse, seventh chapter. Book of St. Matthew. Judge not that ye be not judged, for with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine eye, thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you whom, if his son ask bread, will give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do you even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be like unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading the entire chapter, the seventh chapter. And this is the conclusion of that of what they call the Sermon on the Mount. That starts over in the fifth chapter, and it goes a good little bit. He crosses over and addresses a lot of things in these three chapters. He most certainly does. And there's a lot in these as well as they are others. And there's some wonderful things that are written in this word. We got a thought tonight. The Lord help us for just a minute. Don't know altogether what we might do or what we might say. And there's a lot, as we've already said, there's just a lot in this chapter. And maybe sometime we can get around to some of the rest of it. But a very familiar scripture we know that we've read tonight. The Bible says here, and it makes mention out of the 13th and the 14th verse. It says, enter ye in at the straight gate. Enter ye in at the straight gate. And that is spelled S-T-R-A-I-T. It's not altogether talking about what we think sometimes as a straight line. But nonetheless, it's talking just a little bit different than that, but he said, enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And few there be that find it. And I want to talk to us tonight just a little bit, the Lord being our helper, my friend, about the few. The few. We hear this a lot. We hear this scripture quoted a lot. And I just asked you a question, and you ought to have an answer. Are you in, are you numbered with the few? Are you numbered with the few? Why? The Bible says there's a broad way, and the broad way has a wide gate. The broad. There's no way that you can, I'll put it this way. I can't hardly talk about one without talking about the other. There's many, my friend. It says many go in thereat. Broad is the way, wide is the gate, and many that go in thereat. Now he said, straight is the gate, and narrow is the way. Narrow is the way. Straight is the gate, brethren, and there be few that find it. Few that find it. If you'll go through the scriptures and find out, and even going back, and I'll just try my best to keep things collected, and brethren, try to bring that we feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. But I want you to realize tonight that you are numbered with the few or the many. You're numbered with one or the other. You most certainly are. You're in one group, my friend, or the other. And brethren, they ain't no, he does not say anything about middle ground. No way. Form nor fashion. He said there's a broad way and there's a narrow way. Brethren, and there's few that are in the narrow way and many that are in the broad way. Brethren, that ain't hard to figure out. It's really not. It's not hard to see today. And brethren, I hear this a lot of times. They say, well, everybody else is doing it. Who is everybody else? Ain't they in the broad way? There's many of them. Yes, they are. Many of them. You know, a lot of times we don't like being the few. But I'm going to tell you something. If you're going to go to the kingdom of heaven, he said they be few, brethren, that find it tonight. Few. Few. The Bible says over on the day of Pentecost, on the day of Pentecost, they added, 3,000 souls. 3,000 souls. Now, that is a big number, is it not? But brethren, I want you to know it was few compared to how many people were there. There is just few that found it. Just few. Are you numbered among the few? Brethren, it ain't a matter, my friend, of where people thinks, well, I'll just go with the broad for a while and then I'll swap over to the few. It don't work that way. It don't work that way. Brethren, man don't get saved just when he wants to. No, sir. It's not in your hand, brethren, nor your power to get saved when you have a mind to. Bible says, and there's a reason it says. It says, my friend, that the Father which is in heaven will draw you. Draw you. Brethren, you've got to be drawn. Yes, sir. I believe God can draw for years. But brother, there'll come a time He'll withdraw. Yes, he will. I don't know. Brethren, we've been left with few. Yes, we have. We've been left with few. I can't help the circumstance. No, sirree. There's nothing I can do about what we're going through or what we've just come through or what we're about to go through next. I don't know. But I'll be quite frank with you. You can still be part of the few. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. I've heard folks say a lot of times, well, this is the church. You know, we look around tonight and we're few in number compared to what we normally are. But I'm going to tell you something. Thank God for the few. Don't you? I do. I thank God for them. Brethren, that's got a desire how to be at the house of God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come what may. Come what may. Run across a man the other day and he looked at me and he was, me and him knowed each other and we was talking about this and that and he looked at me and he said, "You've got your shot, ain't you?" I said, "Why? If I don't, you gonna make me leave?" My friend, think about it. We might be in a little number, but thank God for the little. Owner of the business we used to work for lived in St. Louis. He is a Jew. He owns several companies. Now himself, he didn't come to Daresville that much, but he'd come maybe a couple of times a year. He never walked in that plant nor left that plant, but what he didn't ask me, one question. One question. He said, "Are you still preaching? Are you still preaching?" Now, I'm going to say this and because I know. I know. I probably wasn't his favorite employee, but he took time out of his visit every time to find out if I still, and I'm going to say numbered among the few. Yes, sir. They can be, brethren. You don't have to have the many to get the job done. Do you know that? Did you know that? Brethren, did you not know, brethren, that God can take just a little bit, brethren, and run thousands out of the camp? Yes, He can. Wasn't it Solomon's son? Saul's son. Jonathan. Brethren, and Saul had put out a decree they couldn't eat or drink nothing. And Jonathan wasn't in the presence of them. And brethren, Jonathan had other things on his mind and on his heart. The Philistines had them surrounded. Yes, sir. Go and read. They had them surrounded. No, Saul and them just sitting back. And he made mention he was going to try it his way, no doubt. But Jonathan, brethren, he looked at his armor bearer and he said, "Will you go with me?" Woo! Will you go with me? Thank God he didn't even ask him where he was going. He said, "As your heart is, so is mine." Brethren, they went up and you know the scripture. And brethren, they fought that of the Philistines. Yes, sir. And they overcome them in the Philistines' garrison. And they eat and drank and rejoiced. Yes, sir. There's a few, wasn't they? There's a few. I'm not anything. David himself. I think about this a lot. The scripture teaches us, brethren, they had been dismayed for 40 days. 40 days All Goliath do come out there and said, who you gonna send? Huh? That's about it. That's it. That's the battle. Who you gonna send? Who you gonna send against me? Brethren, David went down there with some cheeses and some crackers after his father Jesse sent him. He said, you go see how that battle's going. See how that battle's going. It's one-sided, wouldn't it? Yeah, one man, what he was. Yes, sirree, just one. Thank God. But while David was there talking to some, brethren, Goliath come out. He defied the armies of God. And my friend, and David said, who is this? Did he not? David. David. Now, I don't know. Altogether, it just don't make good sense. David was still youthful. He was still a youth. But he must have been a pretty good sized youth. Yeah. It just don't make good sense, my friend, to put armor on somebody that'd swallow them whole. Now, does it? When he got up there before Saul, Saul said, well, here's my armor. Did he not? It'd been a little foolish if it just swallowed him whole, wouldn't it? He was a youth, I believe that, and Saul a head taller than anybody around. Think about it. But brethren, David, he said, I've not proved it. Brethren, I don't know nothing about your armor. Thank God, but I got something I do know about. Woo! Glory! Huh. Huh. Few. Are you numbered among the few? Have you wondered here lately why you ain't won no victories? Huh? It ain't the many. It ain't the many. Go ask Gideon. Y'all know the stories. Go ask Gideon. Had 32,000, wound up with 300. Yes, sir. Small number, wouldn't it? Yes, sir. And they didn't even have a sword. How many times you going to go out to battle and you ain't got a sword? Huh? They didn't have one. Brethren, that Gideon God, he said, you do as I do. Brethren, they had a trumpet and a picture, thank God. Didn't have much, did they? Huh? 300. 300 of them. Yes, sir. They won the battle. Did they not? Get over in the days of the kings, my friend, when there's a famine inside the city. There's three old leprous boys sitting outside the gate. Couldn't go in the gate and associate as lepers. Yes, sir. They no doubt had got to the point to where they was pretty hungry. Huh? I believe so. Enemy, thank God, was encamped out there. Did you know that? The enemy, it wasn't their friends. Huh? It was their enemies. Yes, sir. One of them spoke up and said, why sit we here till we die? Yeah, said if we go in the city, said we gonna die there. Said there ain't nothing. No, a man of God prophesied. They didn't know this, but the man of God prophesied this day. He said, by this time tomorrow, brother, they gonna sell some wheat and some barley right here. They all thought he was crazy, didn't they? Didn't they? It wasn't the whole city, my friend, that went out there. It was three. Three. Another spoke up and they said, well, we go out yonder. Said, they'll kill us. Then I said, well, what if they don't? Just what if they don't? What if they don't kill us? Said, we'll no doubt have something to eat. Or some victuals. Listen, it don't take a big crowd for the Lord. No, sir. And the truth of it is tonight, my friend, I'd rather be numbered with the few, hadn't you? The few. The few. The Lord has used few all the way down through the ages of time. Few. Abraham believed God. Abram. Let me get it right. Abram. His name was not called Abraham for several years. But Abram believed God. And God told Abram, said, get out from among your kindred. Yes, sir. To a place that I'm going to show you. Now that took some faith, did it not? I'm not saying, you know, the scripture don't really say. It don't say that Abram had a bad family. It don't say that he had a bad raising. But it does say that the Lord told him to get out from among his kindred. Yes, sir. And you know what Abram done? He packed up and left. Did he not? Packed up and left. Brethren, they wasn't a lot with him when he left. No, sir. Lot went with him, but they wasn't many with him. His family? Yes, sir. He left his mother and his father and all the goods and stuff, stayed back with them. Think about it. Just think about it. Hadn't we rather, he said, enter ye in at the straight gate. Straight gate. There's a broad way, a wide gate, and there's a straight way, a narrow way, with a straight gate. Yes, sir. That word straight means confined, narrow. Sort of like the shape that old Balaam got in. Did he not? I believe his road kept getting narrow. That young ass of his went out in the field at one point, but then it got down to a wall, did it not? It got down to a narrow place. Brushed him up against the wall. He smote him. Yes, sir, smote him when he went out in the field. Yes, sir. Then he went on just a little bit further and just laid down. Just laid down. They smote him again. Yes, sir. And then he got talked to, didn't he? Yeah, he got talked to. There's some things, my friend. I'll say this. Brethren, I preached one time, what would have Moses missed had he stayed in Egypt? What would have Moses missed? You go back in these that I've just named, my friend, what would they have missed? What would Abram miss? What would Abraham missed in his life had he stayed back at home? Had he not left? Had he not left? Same way with them three lepers. What would they have done had they just sat there? They'd have died. That was the question. Why sit we here till we die? Let's do something. Let's figure out. See, we go this way, the enemy just might save us. Just might. They got out there, there wasn't no enemy. Was it? Enemy gone. Do you know what they had? They had some wheat and some barley. Yes, they did. They brought it back to the king, didn't they? You got the gist of the message. Preacher, you ain't going to quit. Well, I quit if that's all I got. There's more in this book than I could probably preach to you. Out of all the people that was round about when the Lord came into this world. And when he began his ministry, he called 12, did he not? 12. 12 disciples. You'll find in a place over there when there was over 70 that was following them. And he sent them all out. Did he not? He sent them all. He sent all of them out. And they come back rejoicing. Because the spirits had been subject unto it. The evil spirits. You know what he wound up with? When he got finished talking to them? The 12. The 12's all he had. The few. I venture to say that those 70, my friend, got fed what the 12 did. They didn't see the things. They didn't hear the things. Now, it didn't say, and it does, it actually says different. The 12 didn't understand everything. They didn't understand everything that was going on. But it's necessary that he tell them and show them these things. Why? Because the Spirit was going to bring them back to the remembrance. The Spirit. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Few there be that find it. But thank God for the few. Thank God for the few. When the Lord sent the flood in the days of Noah, if I read the scripture right, there was 8 souls entered into the ark. 8 souls. Few in number. Few in number. But the Lord used the 8. He did. He used the 8. He most certainly did. I don't know altogether why I had to preach on this. Don't know altogether who it was for. But I'll be quite frank with you. There's a lot of people today needs to figure out which road they're on. Because either they're in the broad way or they're in the narrow. Going through the wide gate or the straight gate. Enter ye in at the straight gate. At the straight gate. He started that verse with those words. Then he said, because broad is the way and wide is the gate that enters into destruction. I'd rather be numbered among the few. The few. Hope you got something out of it tonight.